Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Market analysis time now. Brian Splitt, agmarket.net on AgriTalk. Brian, how do you feel about it after a disappointing close in soybeans?
I'm happy that it continues to stay above $10. And we actually did this in mid-July. We consolidated right in this, you know, just below 10 to just above 10 for about 4 or 5 days. And then on July 16th, they just bought the tar out of it and it ran right out of that trading range. So tomorrow's October 16th. It's exactly 3 months later. We spent some time at the low end of the range in beans. Let's see if there's something that gives us a reason to get some short covering. But I would say that November beans, really, if we take out the August lows of 980 that or 981 and a quarter, but sub 980 becomes a technical concern. The pattern right now on cattle, we established it back in the second quarter. That's rally the first 2 months of the quarter, consolidate. We did it in the third quarter. We're starting the rally at the beginning of the fourth quarter here, so hopefully we've got some gains ahead.
John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing by Stuart Peterson takes a look at some of the only data we've had recently, export inspections.
That's my concern point. I've been talking about that with a lot of customers, not to sound negative, Nelly, but at the same time, let's be real about the situation. We've added over 4 million acres to this pile of corn that we're producing out here. So we just got a lot of corn that we have to work through here over the next handful of months as harvest continues to ramp up. And that's going to be something that's going to make it very difficult for this market. You know, the USDA, if, you know, right now, currently we've got about 600 million bushels of maybe extra feed demand in that balance sheet. You just divide that by 90 million acres, that gives them about 6 to 7 bushel per acre cut. And we're still going to be sitting on a 2 billion bushel carryout. So that's the reality that's here. I'm glad the export demand, it continues to be strong. And that's going to be the salvation of this thing in the long run. You know, because last I checked, quarterly, you know, cattle numbers have not improved and are not improving or getting any larger. And, you know, even the quarterly hogs and pigs numbers were a little bit disappointing in terms of the actual numbers that were out there. So I think it's going to be real hard for the USDA to make that raise in feed demand that they put on the balance sheet for 25-26, given that we ended about 5.45 billion here in 25-24. You know, like I said, we can divide that difference in feed demand alone, and that's 6 to 7, that's like 6.6 billion bushels per acre that they could lower this crop. Well, if we're at a 185, or, you know, in that number, you take 6 bushels off, that puts us where? 179, you know, and that might be a number that's a little more legitimate, but that still keeps the balance sheet really relatively heavy, you know, as we go into the first part of 26. With the government shutdown, we're not seeing those numbers, we're not getting those published sales. You know, through one of my Twitter sources or X sources today, I saw that Taiwan was the buyer of corn today. South Korea stepped in and bought some corn today. So there's some, you know, tender activity still going on out there. Obviously, the biggest thing that we have is that still is going is those export inspections. Like I said, that number was down a little bit from last week, about, you know, 800,000 tons. But we bumped up corn or bean exports pretty heavily last week compared to where we were the prior week. You know, so this is that window we're supposed to be shipping beans in here, you know, and that's really what we focus on. So I'm not surprised to see corn back off a little, but still well over 1 million tons is a good number, especially given where we are when you look at the history side of it. I still think, you know, again, we're talking PNW, like who did I mention today? Taiwan, South Korea, where are those bushels coming out? They're coming out of the PNW. So again, we're still seeing a lot of Asian business, obviously just not China and the soybean side, and, you know, they haven't been in the corn market for a while here. So again, we're going to see business up there, but it's probably going to be our other Asian customers that we continue to do business with. You know, last year we were about 1.9 million metric tons of beans going out for that week and 500,000 tons of corn. Well, now we are 1.2 corn, 900,000 for soybeans. So you can see that obviously the growth in the corn export demand that's getting pushed out in that window because, you know, that lower bean number, yes, it was a solid number from where we have been for this year, you know, still is just reflective of the overall lack of sales on the big scheme here in terms of that soybean market.
On AgriTalk, John Heinberg, Total Farm Marketing. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. With some thunder and lightning out there this morning, let's get the weather forecast.